Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hagan. I'm working at
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show, Truth Straight Up. I'm Julie Hayden. Chuck Bonneval is making his way down.
Rushing here.
From doing important research. Quite the weekend for Colorado Republicans. Lots to talk about, and we are thrilled. And I know he's got to be totally exhausted, but to have the outgoing chair, grassroots chair, Dave Williams, who has fought the great fight for the past 2 years. Dave, hey, once again, thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Of course. It's good to be here.
So, well, we wanted to kind of go over your...
I want to talk about the Bannon event first. We can, I was saying, look back and look forward. I want to talk, the Bannon event. So for folks who weren't there, the Colorado Republican Party Centennial, it was a, Centennial dinner, huge fundraising event. You guys were able, and this is quite the get, to get Steve Bannon, despite Antifa and Lauren Boebert, and we'll get that into a minute, on best efforts. The evening went off without a hitch. There were 15, 30 pathetic protesters out front, but Bannon.
Well, they were fun. I'm not sure you guys pay them or not, but they add a little, a little panache to the whole event and some excitement. So that was good. You ought to give him a good tip and bring him back for more events.
But Bannon was, your take on the evening. I thought Bannon was at the whole thing, Tom Tancredo getting an award. The whole thing was great.
I think I summed it up very well that, in the past we've had speakers like Karl Rove, for example.
Yes.
But when we took over, we made a deliberate attempt to bring in, these grassroots populists, these conservatives. We had Kerry Lake the first go around.
He was great.
Matt Gaetz, we were able to get for the state assembly. And to cap it off with Steve Bannon was quite the coup, and we've come far.
It really was. And, you had two hotel chains revoke their contracts with you. Just because, and maybe it's understandable, they're getting bomb threats. They were getting every threat in the world. But you managed to find an outlet who kind of reluctantly, but did hold the event, which was tremendous. And it's. I remember Bannon comes up there, because everybody, the people were saying to Bannon, saying, hey, we're sorry, we had, more kind of five-star kind of places and stuff, but Bannon goes up there, this is great. I love it here. This is wonderful. It's better than I ever normally get.
And let me ask you how you pulled this off. I think first his speech was great, and we can talk about that a little bit if you want. But I thought the other thing that was great is Tina Peters called in from jail, and she was able to address the crowd, and then Bannon talked a lot about her. How did you guys manage? That's not easy.
Right. Well, when we were planning the event prior to all the cancellations and upheaval, we wanted to make sure we highlighted, the good work that others had done. And myself and the other officers collectively said, with Trump intervening on behalf of the Tina Peters thing, I think it's appropriate for us to acknowledge the truth that Tina Peters is a political prisoner right now, and she's, she shouldn't be a martyr, but that's what she's become, and we want to at least try to honor her in some way. So we talked about having her do a pre-recording that we could play on the screen, and then we were told, she might be able to call in. So we said, okay, well, her team, we told them if she wants to call in, this is about the time frame we're going to have the event. We'll stop whatever we're doing, and we'll let Tina say whatever she wants to say for however long she can. And that's it.
She was great. And then Bannon went on, and he went boom, saying President Trump should stop off funding. Talk about getting some big time support for Tina. So that was great.
And one of the more amazing one is you sent out a team to provide security. He has his own security, but and so forth, led by Rich Wyatt. And we all said, by the time the event is over, knowing Rich's kind of, his charm, he can be incredibly charming. He'll be Steve Bannon's best friend, and it's true. Steve Bannon and Rich Wyatt are now best of buddies.
They are. He did a good job, and he jumped right in because we needed to do the pickup and transportation portion of it, and he was more than happy to accommodate.
Well, and you guys, once again, I want to give kudos to you because, as usual, the Antifa people, they talk big, they make a lot of threats, and then you get there, they're the same. They're all like 80 years old. Either they're 80 or they're like 14, doing the same. Hey, ho, ho,
I
Donald
love
Trump has
that.
got to go. It's like,
Yeah, that was great.
seriously, in
No,
30 years,
that was
you can't come up
spectacular.
with a better chant than
That
that.
was spec. That brought me back to the 60s.
Yeah,
It
I
was
think so.
wonderful.
I think the unions got that chant going, and then everyone's just taking it
Yeah.
over. No, I well, first off, I want to give credit where credit is due. Darcy Schoening, who, she ran for chair. She didn't win, obviously, but she was instrumental in helping connect us with the venue owner. And then from there, we were able to come to an agreement, and it was rough. Behind the scenes, there's a lot of things that people don't really know what goes into planning, especially having to plan for a third venue when the second one had canceled after the first one had canceled. And so there were a lot of logistical hurdles we had to get through. And so, as you can imagine, personalities clash and things happen, but it all fell into place. And I just want to personally thank Darcy for how she at least got us engaged and off and running to pull a rabbit out of her hat and go on and beat back Antifa.
Well, if you look on GOP chat, she's not likely to say thank you to you.
But
She's more than a little upset. I mean, she ended up at one point being one of the leading candidates.
regardless of how the fallout of this weekend, I still think we owe a debt of gratitude to Darcy, not only for this but her work that she did for the party. And my hope is that we'll be able to smooth anything out. Not me. I don't think she has a problem personally with me, but ultimately that we can realize that we're all part of the grassroots and that the real problems are the next leadership team and their backers.
Okay, but let's talk
Well,
about that a
if you can get if during one of the highlights of the event is Laurel Imer ran for the state executive committee out of Jefferson County and got Rich Wyatt's support. So if you can overcome that unbelievable chasm, anything's possible.
Agreed.
to give you a chance of us saying sort of a look back, a look forward.
Well, I want to get to one other thing,
Okay.
which was really part of it. Not only did we have Antifa trying to cancel the event, and we've checked this with multiple sources, so we feel confident in saying it, but it was also the new, and as far as lefties are concerned, improved. Lauren Boebert was trying to scuttle the event and trying to get Bannon not to come, which is,
Sure. I mean, I can speak to it a little bit. We were informed that a number of Republicans back in February, when we first announced it, I believe, to include Lauren Boebert, and we were informed by, of course, people connected to Bannon and even Bannon's team to a lesser extent, that Lauren and others tried to get him to not come. And the reason they didn't want him to come was because they were afraid that he might endorse me the night before the election. And of course,
running.
I wasn't going to run. But at the time I hadn't announced, but there was all this political intrigue that led to, oddly enough, some Republicans in some bizarre fashion, from the opposite end of the spectrum, agreeing with Antifa that Bannon shouldn't come. You can't make this stuff up. I don't know all the details, and I'm
We
not gonna lie.
do.
I'm not I really don't know all the details, but what I
Well, but
can't
we
say
do.
what I
We do
what I
know
can't
the details.
but what I can say is I'm not gonna lie for anyone. I mean, the truth is the truth. There were Republicans that did not
Well,
want
the
me.
Lauren Boebert in particular, I mean, she was
That's true.
adamant
It
about it.
happened. It happened.
I mean, she was leading the way, and to the extent that she really alienated some people in D.C. who were kind of going, we thought you were kind of a grassroots
We thought you
person.
were one of us. Well, and to set the stage for people, this is not number one, Dave wasn't running. So that wasn't going to make any difference. Number two, this is not money that Dave, I mean, these people have Dave derangement syndrome. You don't get to keep this money. This was one of the big fundraisers for the Republican Party, whoever the new leadership was going to be. And why Lauren Boebert, the only thing I can think is either she's an idiot or she's spiteful, why she would try to scuttle one of the Republican Party's biggest fundraisers and give everybody egg on their face when it wasn't going to be you. I mean, it's just, there's no explanation for it.
I can't, I don't know why. I couldn't tell you why. And again, this wasn't kept secret. In fact, we were getting a lot of phone calls to the lead up and even the day of where this information came out. And again, my administration, my past one, we're not going to lie for anyone. We weren't going to advertise anything, but everyone sort of already figured it out.
Right.
From where, again, this wasn't a secret. Like it came to
Right.
us from multiple sources, and it went out amongst the grassroots, sort of a word of mouth type situation. And we were like, yeah, it happened, and we move on. We overcame it,
Yeah, Steve Bannon
and we're.
ignored her, which maybe should say something to Lauren Boebert. Well, then the other thing.
Well, we've always said with great fondness that Lauren Boebert is white trash, but she's our white trash. She's still white trash, but she's no longer our white trash. She's the other side. She is the rhino's white trash, and it's amazing because I mean she's done a 180, and now she has. I don't, I mean, she is in danger if she gets a Republican primary opponent. Because I don't care what she does, the Democrats and the independents aren't going to like her. And they will do everything they can to vote against her. And now she's turned on the grassroots, who will also do whatever they can not to have her elected. So I'm not sure what that leaves us. Maybe other fellow elected officials or something. I mean, what has she got left?
I don't, again, I don't know what to tell you. I've never witnessed this in the Republican Party where Republicans tried to sabotage a keynote speaker for a centennial dinner, specifically one that was geared towards helping the incoming administration, whoever that may be. I
Right.
don't know why. I can't answer why. All I know is that I'm not going to lie for anyone. That's verifiably true. This is what happened. So ask her, ask whoever. And it wasn't just her. There were other Republicans as well, but it's, you're gonna have to ask her. I'm no longer the chairman. I'm therefore not. I'm on responsibility
I'm
now.
going to go a little farther on that. So this is a one a dinner, and it's the biggest one. You charge, $250 for a VIP, $150 just for cheap seats, and then up to the thousands for meeting Bannon in closed one-on-ones. So the unity candidate, the so-called unity candidate, which is Britta Horn, boycotted the entire event, the money which would go to her, and had her own event separately at a bar next door. And so I guess she's so flush with money because you guys are going to leave her so much money that it was great to say, I know what I'll do. I'll make sure this doesn't produce as much money as it could by having my own event and people can give me money because I'm the unity candidate. I'm bringing everybody together.
Steve Bannon was great because I got to go meet him in the back before the event kicked off, and
Right.
he shook my hand and he said he looked at everyone and he said, "This guy takes more arrows than even than I do." And we all had a good chuckle about it. And I said,
Yeah.
"I don't know if that's true, Steve, but okay, I appreciate the comment." And we had a good time. And when after it was all said and done, we got word from. Again, I didn't hear this from Bannon directly, but apparently he caught wind of Britta having a competing event. He actually wanted to go into the event, just walk in and confront her. But I guess his team said, "Oh, don't, no, it's not. Don't worry about it. It's not worth it. Just let's go."
Oh, it was worth it. They
So
should have done
I don't.
that.
Again, I can't verify
What's
that.
their
And
stupid team up to?
Well, you know, let's talk about, you did take a lot of arrows. I think it's kind of funny. The Democrat chair, who of course he's a Democrat chair, but
No, he's brilliant.
he tweets the next day, "Hey, I don't know, complain all you want about Dave Williams, but he was able to galvanize the grassroots like no one ever could." And so the Republican Party is going to be screwed without somebody like him in. I mean,
Not like him. With him
without
gone,
with him,
he's
yeah.
gone, you know. And I said we kept quiet about it because, you know, why interfere with
Why
your opponent
interfere? It was
is opinion?
that was a surreal tweet, right? And keep in mind that it was sort of a backhanded compliment, right? It was
Yeah. Well, you'll
he
take any
still,
compliment you can get. I mean.
I guess I will, like from even them. So one of the things that the Democrats will concede, if you get them, you know, in a private conversation, is that the MAGA movement is and the America First movement, they're pretty popular, hence why Donald Trump was elected 3 times. But what they won't telegraph is that when Republicans elect rhinos, I can say that now, rhinos and establishment people to their leadership, it turns off the very voters that we need to win. And so the fact that Shad, my former counterpart, would basically say the quiet part out loud, now that it's been settled, I think tells you everything you need to know, that we were on the right direction, we were in the right path, but unfortunately, you know, we came up short because most of the elected officials were doing everything they could to be there that day and ensure that someone like Britta would get elected. And I told this to someone because I used to be in the legislature, and I worked with a lot of these people, and they worked harder on my meeting floor than they ever did in the state house or in Congress. Like, they were whipping votes, they were twisting arms, they were cajoling, they were doing everything they could. I've never seen them work as hard as they did there. And that's a travesty, because that type of effort needs to be replicated in the state house against Democrats, not against fellow
Well, and
Republicans.
we even heard rumors, and I don't know, you may or may not, and I'll say I have not, we have not independently confirmed all of this, but this says something that the Democrats actually were kind of willing to not hold a session on Saturday so all these elected officials could go vote for Britta Horn, which tells you something that the Democrats see Britta Horn and the rhinos as the weaker. They want to be competing against
Oh
them,
yeah,
not the grassroots.
so if there's some enterprising person that wants to get out some core requests, they probably should. But I well, what we know is that the Democrats and the Republicans, most of them, there were some good Republicans like Ken DeGraff, for example, and Stephanie Luck, and probably Scott Bottoms as well in the House, who were willing to fight on these bad bills. And there were two gun bills that weren't as advertised, like with 003. There were some other companion bills, and they all were they the leadership made a deal with the Democrats to basically say, hey, we want to not work on Saturday. And they do that a lot, by the way. A lot of the Republicans don't want to fight for liberty if it's on a Saturday, and this is no different. And the Democrats, knowing that, said to themselves, okay, sure, we'll give you that deal, but we're going to go ahead on Friday, put some very egregious bills in place, but you got to end at a certain time, and we'll let you have Saturday. And that was pushed by members of the congressional delegation, even in conjunction with the state representatives in the House. And they decided, you know what, forget the Second Amendment, they are going to go to Saturday and vote for Britta Horn. So
Well,
do what you will with that, but that is all verifiable and true. And that's the kind of stuff that I think Shad is ultimately getting at, is when we elect these types of people, it makes it much easier for the Democrats to win and maintain power.
as a practical matter, the vote differential was 53-47% wise, which was, you know,
You won by more.
high 20s.
Dave was elected
Yeah,
by a bigger
of
percentage,
course.
yeah.
Not by a lot, but more. But that the elected officials comprised about 60 people, and we had a handful that are grassroots, and all the rest are not, which tells you something. You can see in the Liberty scorecard when it comes out, where everybody flunks except maybe seven. But they made the difference. They made the difference. So, you know, they, if, you know, thank you, your elected representatives. Now, I have to say, I mean, I want to kind of praise you on so many great things you did, but you sort of brought, and I said it was Machiavellian. You wanted to get them, our elected officials, more involved.
And actually attend meetings for a change.
And I don't know if you've had any
Well,
other.
look, you can look at it as it certainly motivated the elected officials to get involved, but truth be told, they never really want to be involved. I think they would have been there no matter what, maybe not as enforced or as motivated, but they probably would have been there regardless to try to elect someone like Britta. But I think it's a bad, it shows the problem in our own party that these people are more interested in getting someone that will maintain a status quo that helps them achieve their own self-interested ends rather than working and serving for the people. I really fear for my state because it's not just the state party. The state party is one component here. All the elected people on our side that we've more or less put our trust and faith in to help fight the Democrats are they're failing us, and they're doing it on purpose. This isn't even that they're incompetent, which a lot of them are. They're willing participants in this kabuki theater, in this scripted wrestling match where they act like they hate each other, but then off to the side they're all getting beers, figuring out how to continue the fake show that goes on. Maybe I'll write some of this stuff down and just kind of give my own experiences. But the bottom line is, there are so many politicians who are not interested in actually doing the right thing, and those are the ones that are so often rewarded by those who have the means and the ability to do so for their own bottom line. And that's the story of government.
As a practical matter, I mean, with open primaries,
Yeah, these are the guys that benefit.
well, they're elected by, Democrats and independents. That's the vast majority of the voters are that. And so for that they represent, that they don't adhere to Republican principles. Well, no kidding. They're not Republicans. Do they want limited government? No, they don't want limited government. Do they want, Second Amendment? Well, sort of, because it sounds nice. But they got elected by kowtowing to the left. And to expect them to do anything else once they're there. I mean, Richard Buckwheat Hortoff gave an amazing speech where he said, "Yeah, well, you can have your principles, but really, the unaffiliated control everything, so you must appease them and you must move toward them." Which is an amazing speech for somebody who wanted to be chair of the Republican Party.
In
I mean,
Trump times.
in Trump times, I mean, Buckwheat is. As left, I mean, he's a big, beefy cattle guy with a big hat, small brain, but he was definitely getting up there saying, you must give in to the Democrats if you want to be successful. Successful at what, Richard?
Had it not been for Donald Trump, our party would be, probably over with at this point. And this is why Donald Trump, I think, is such a transformative figure, not just for the country, but for our party. Like he this is a guy who was already a billionaire, already had everything he needed to be, successful, and he wasn't going to be bought by anyone. Like, he's going to pursue whatever he thinks is right, and that's I'll tell you, even if you disagree with him, that's far better to have someone in that position than one of these double dealing transactional guys who, doesn't believe in anything, and they just really all they believe in is enriching themselves. But that's precisely why we need to embrace Trump, and we need to ignore people like Dick Wadhams, who are constantly telling us, no, we want to go with those politicians that are willing to sacrifice your Second Amendment on a Friday so they don't have to come in on a Saturday. No, that's what he wants, and we need to ignore that and continue embracing people like Donald Trump because it's going to give us victory in the long run.
Well, Dick Wadhams, who was a former chair, has been telling us for what now, 8 years plus years that, Donald Trump is awful and it's costing us everything in Colorado. How is he a valid spokesman for a party that is overwhelmingly pro-Trump? I mean, he did not
Well,
vote
it's
for
just the
Trump.
media. The media just picks him because he says bad.
Well, no,
he's a valid spokesperson for the failed establishment wing of our party, and
Yeah. Well,
I
now
get it.
he and Britta can get together.
Well, yeah, that's exactly what it will be. For what it's worth, a lot in the grassroots have said that we needed to go through KBB first to see the devastation, and of course, the prior administrations they
Right.
failed. It would crescendo with Christie. Then I got to pick up the pieces. We won. We did good work, and we transformed the party. Now it probably has to swing back to the establishment so that we can have a good comparative analysis and realize long term, very much like Trump, unfortunately, where we had Trump
Yes,
and
right.
Biden, and now Trump again. Perhaps
Good
that will
point.
open the eyes of so many people, and that's the only thing we can hope for at this point, is that the truth will ultimately win out. And that people will see that we're not better off with establishment hacks that don't really believe in what we believe in, and at best maybe they give lip service to it, but in their actions,
What do you
they
think is going to
don't.
happen with the opt-out? Because I think that had a lot to do with it. The donors want Colorado. They don't want us to liberate the Republican primary, so you have to be Republican to vote. They want to be able to buy it. And
I.
my guess would be that that had a lot to do with where Britta
Well,
Horn's support came from. The
I.
people.
I think Britta Horn is going to violate the will of the state assembly and convention. And according to state law, they settled this controversy. And this was a controversy. That's how we documented it. That was approved. We submitted it even to the Attorney General's office with the open primary lawsuit that this is official. The state assembly settled the dispute and said, you will opt out. Now, Britta's charged with enforcing the will of the body, even in that instance, and I don't think she's going to do it. I think she's going to violate the will of the body and obey her masters now, who know they're going to lose power. So I don't know what the solution is. State delegates, unfortunately, they don't have any power until they're convened. But by the time they convene, it's already too late. So it seems like the only way to find recourse is perhaps through litigation or something to that effect. But it's Britta. Britta's not going to respect the will of the voters, and she's not going to do the opt out. And I think worse off, she's going to pay lip service to the open primaries. Throughout the campaign, she said, "Yo, yeah, I support the open primary lawsuit. I think we should just fund everything through the Claremont Institute." What she's not telling you is it's very hard to actually fundraise into any of it, whether it's our account or the Claremont Institute. So I think what she's going to do is she's going to have Kevin Lundberg, for instance, continue chairing the independent committee,
Yeah.
and then let it die on the vine and do nothing, so that the lawyers have to walk away because they can't keep putting, free labor into it. That's what
Yeah.
I think.
And they,
Yeah.
I was listening to our good friend from Texas Voice, and she was
Oh,
saying,
Heidi Ganahl.
Heidi Ganahl, she was saying to Jeff and Bill, "Oh yeah, oh she's very much into the lawsuit. She wasn't in for the opt out, but she's very much in." And you just go, "Oh bullshit, Heidi."
Well, I can tell you that a talk is cheap, and I don't anticipate Britta Horn cutting a check like we have in the past multiple times from the party coffers to the actual attorneys doing the work. I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, one other thing too, because I know we can't keep you real long, not there's more than one, but the unity, I think, and this is a great person, and I don't know if she wants, this is not my idea, but somebody suggested that we need to start the unity scorecard and keep track, because this is the unity candidate, right? And I would point out that within minutes of Britta Horn winning based on unity, so she makes an announcement at the assembly saying, oh, my donors, free pizza for everybody, right?
For one and for all, the unity thing,
So many people that
including Rich Wyatt, goes out there and because they have on the all the well-counted rhinos all dressed up in red, and they had a lot of really obnoxious people in the back of the room that would talk through everything, and so all of a sudden these people go up, these older women get up and get a pizza, start screaming at them, yelling at them, "That's our pizza, that's our pizza."
The Britta supporters refused to give pizza to people who didn't vote for Britta, and even in some cases made people give the pizza back.
Yeah,
This
they
was
shoved their finger down their throats and then regurgitated back. And
give the pizza back. That's unity for you.
I think, I mean, obviously there's no such thing as unity, especially when it comes to the establishment and their lip service towards it. Unity for them is basically shut up, fall in line, do what we say. And of course, we resist that completely. But I think there's a deeper issue that's going on here. So many of the people in Weld County who were rowdy that I had to admonish a couple times, but it wasn't just them. There was Mesa County, there was Weld County, there were Pueblo County. It's a lot of different individuals who wanted to be disruptive and fight over the state party and all the business that was going on. But I think the issue, is even deeper for these people. They're just miserable people. They have nothing else in life going on, and so they want to make this their total focus and goal. And what they end up doing is becoming deranged because
Yes.
they're not getting their way. And I have the benefit of having four children and a wife and more or less, blessings that I can count. I don't need to do this. I don't need to be really in politics ever again. I don't need to go around preaching, preaching like some politicians do, preaching about Jesus, but then living like hell, seven days a week
Then
and getting
living like
caught.
hey, Satan, yeah.
And they get caught, right? Some get caught in dark areas on video. But
Yeah.
then they go ask for mercy and
Yeah.
grace and then attack you on the other hand. I mean, these people are fundamentally flawed people. They shouldn't be in government, but they're able to hoodwink the public. And that's just how it goes, unfortunately. I don't need it. Not my mess anymore. All I can say is if they want to be miserable, misery loves company, but I don't need to be a part of their company.
Well, and I think the grassroots, I think, once again, are going to be galvanized. As Chuck said, the vote, I mean, 15 votes would have swung things
A
the other
few
way.
elected officials that
Right.
were
And so,
unhappy.
and I mean, so, yeah, because I know we
But
have nobody.
I wanted to give you an opportunity because I think, I mean, you've had an extraordinary 2 years. It seems more like a decade to me, and probably like 2 or 3 decades for you. But it's been an extraordinary 2 years. And I'd like you to highlight the three areas that you're most proud of as chair.
Sure, I think right off the bat, I think the best thing that we've done was actually clean up the organization. For years, it had been mismanaged, and there are still issues that we were working through, and hopefully Britta will at least acknowledge that they need to be resolved and closed out. For example, the fact that the party for over 10 years had overstated its cash position to the Federal Elections Commission. That's against the law. You can't tell the Federal
Yeah.
Elections Commission that you have this amount of money when you really don't. So the fact that we were able to clean up all those problems and lower administrative costs so that we could have a truly grassroots organization where people weren't enriching themselves. Everything, I'll tell you right now, every person that was paid well below what they should have been paid, and the party in exchange got immense value out of that. And then there were a lot of volunteers who poured their heart and soul into our organization. If you saw this, any of my central committees that we ran, we at least had 50 to 60 volunteers doing whatever they could because they truly cared about it. It was a true exercise in self-governance. My fear is that Britta is going to take over and she's going to increase the overhead again, bring in, staff and have to put in $500,000 in salaries just to keep it going. And that's the wrong direction. Number
Right.
two, the libertarian deal. People don't really want to give credit where credit is due on this, but the libertarians would have spoiled these elections where we were competitive had I not come in and said, "Hey, why don't we do something different?" That's a big thing, and they won't ever admit it, but that's what happened, and it really
Well, once again, our favorite Rocky Mountain Voice person said she's got a great relationship with the Libertarian Party, and she can make that happen.
Yeah, well, again, talk is cheap, and I was the one that actually picked up the phone and made it happen. So there's that. And let's talk about the fact that we successfully got Donald Trump to stay on the ballot when the Democrats
Yeah,
took him off.
minor
Let's not,
detail.
and paid
it's just
for
not just the
it.
Democrats, but crooked Republicans like Norma Anderson and Krista
Yeah.
Kaper and all that. Let's talk about the fact that we were able to, actually win elections. I don't know if anyone remembers, but in 2022 we got our butts handed to us in a historic fashion, and I don't remember any of these rhinos complaining about election results against KBB or Ken Buck or Jeff
No.
Hayes or any of those people who lost prior to us. But when we win, they're like, oh, we lose. We lost. We don't know how
Yeah.
to win. And it's like, what are you talking about? The scoreboard is the scoreboard. We made gains. We had an increase in Republican voter registration. Was it a big increase? No. But the bleeding stopped. I mean, I don't know what anyone's really expecting here. When I came in, I didn't promise the moon. All I said was, I think we can stop the bleeding. We did, and we exceeded those expectations. But
Yes,
now
you did.
these rhinos want to gaslight everyone and rewrite history. And I don't know how you can do that. It's beyond
Oh, it's
me. It's
real easy. People
well, I
have
mean,
done it for generations.
you can do it, but I've never seen a bunch of more miserable people in my life who are just miserable after we won an election. The Democrats should be having this kind of fight right now. And I
Yeah.
think that's in part why Shad said what he said. I mean, if you look at the scoreboard, we outplayed them.
Yes.
They should be sad, but they're having a good time, and the rhinos and the establishment are all miserable. I don't know what to tell you.
They don't want to win. Well, listen, Dave, we will let you go.
Well,
Oh, not yet,
no, not yet.
not yet.
So that's two. What would be your third one?
Well, I think I already said three, right?
He
So
did like
the
four.
libertarian, the administrative stuff, of course, Trump, and the fact that we've won collectively and made gains. But I think ultimately what I've liked I think most about this particular structure, or at least a leadership style that we've brought, is that we've kept people honest, even the politicians, and to the degree that we've shifted the Overton window.
Yeah.
Remember, there was a time where people didn't want us to actually sue over the open primary, but the fact that we went so far to the right, and the fact that we stuck to our guns, and we even pushed the opt-out to get to about 65%, when Chuck, you and I were fighting on this for years, we couldn't
Right.
even vote sometimes. And then I think
Right.
the last one prior to that was like 30%. We
Yeah.
got it to 65%. We've shifted the window so much that now everyone's sort of conceded, okay, we'll fight on the closed primary fight. And if you look at the Liberty scorecard, their numbers are actually slightly better from years past. They're still not good. They're piss poor, but they are better. And so I think our leadership forced everyone to go to the right so as to, at least not lose the support of our base. And that's ultimately what I'm most proud of, is choosing, deliberately choosing to support the Republican grassroots base. Most of the time, when chairmen come into power, everyone tells them everyone's going to hate you. And the reason is because those chairmen try to cater to everyone, but in the end screw over the grassroots at the benefit of the establishment. When I came in, I said, forget that. If someone's going to hate me, I'm going to pick the other half of the party that doesn't like me anyway, and I'm going to go serve the grassroots who really fuel our party and bring success to it.
Well, I'll do number four because I think one of the miracles of it was the fact that the establishment was absolutely sure, and I know some of the people, and I know you know them, were sure that they were going to drive down the grassroots chairmanship by cutting off all money. They assumed you would have no money. And would just fold like a piece of paper.
That is America, and it's a good thing to touch on. We did bring in money. We kept the lights on. Unlike KBB, we actually paid our bills on time. We actually had to pay off her debt that she owed to our Republican donor landlord, who passed away last year. But we paid it off, and we made sure that every time a vendor came in, we would pay them as promptly and quickly as possible. And that's not the norm. Unfortunately, I don't think that's going to be the case. But I've never understood this argument from the establishment. On the one hand, they'll say, well, under Dave's leadership, they had no money, they're broke. And then on the other side of the coin, they're like, Dave's taking all the money and paying himself, right? And he's using the money for lawsuits, and it's like, it's amazing. I have no money, but I have enough to sustain pretty damning lawsuits and pay myself and pay the rent. And I'm like, which one is it, guys? Like, what? Stick to one of them, right?
Well, that's part. That's part of it was your ability to use your brain and use your wiles to have lawsuits. Before we all go, well, Brownstein would charge us. This would cost $1 million. We can't do the lawsuit for getting the party out of the one. Well, you figured a way to do it. They said, well, we can't. Trump, fine, but we can't afford to do it. You got lawyers for it,
For
and
free.
for free.
Yep.
And you got lawyers for other ones. So, well, they're saying the whole time, they're saying we can't do it because Brownstein would charge us way too much money. Nothing is possible. You figured out how to do everything, and the Trump lawsuit, and everything else. And as far as I understand it, you've also managed to have the pro bono attorneys from Mountain States Legal Foundation to cover the appellate costs when and if they ever sh it should occur. So I mean, it's an extraordinary accomplishment. It really is an extraordinary accomplishment. And you did that all while,
While people are shooting at you.
under attack,
You
right? No, it sometimes, yeah, when you say it like that, you're kind of like, how did that happen? But I think ultimately it comes down to the political will to do it.
Yeah.
The truth is, our leaders of the past, and I think unfortunately now in the present, just don't have the political will to do this stuff because ultimately they want to be liked by the establishment and they don't want to be beat up by the press. One of the benefits that the party had in me is I didn't care what Kyle Clark thought of me. I didn't care what the Denver Post wrote about me. And far too often there are politicians in the State House, and now I think Britta Horn being one of them, who, they want to be liked and they want to be invited to all these press junkets. They want to be invited to these seminars where they get to sit on stage and be asked by Jesse Aaron Paul from The Sun, what do you think about government? What's your treatise on how the world should
Which
work?
tree
And
would you
they
be if you could be a
get
tree?
I mean they think they think that people actually want to hear them speak about what they think, and they haven't figured out that the basic thing in politics is no, people want to know that you're speaking what they want you to do, right? Our base wants limited government. They don't want to hear what you think about anything other than, are you going to do what they want? We ultimately work for the people, and that's the disconnect. These people think that the people work for them and that they're deserving of titles, and therefore we need to placate, the fourth estate, as they're called, or the pundits, or we got to cater to these people, otherwise we're going to be talked badly about. Who the hell cares? We're
That's
all
right.
going to die at some point, and everyone's going to forget about us in 100 years. Do the right thing right now so that in the future people can benefit.
Well, not
That's right.
only did you have the political will, but you had the intelligence and the brain power to figure ways to get things done. I hate to say it, but I mean, of all the recent chairmen, maybe the dumbest was Jeff Hayes. He's just a dumb guy. Nice guy. I mean, he's a football coach, and he if Tim Walz kind of thing, football coach
Sure,
guy.
sure.
But I'm afraid if he did an IQ test, Britta would end up 10 IQ points below a Jeff Hayes. And so you've got somebody heading the party who is really an intellectually challenged individual. And that's going to be difficult to run because it's going to take somebody with a lot of brain
That's
power.
assuming that she's running it, which we can talk about that later too.
Yeah. Well, I just want to congratulate you on a tremendous 2 years. Did you do everything right? Well, none of us do, except for me. Or Julie, that is.
Yeah, and unlike the establishment and the rhinos, I can tell you right now, no, I'm not perfect. I didn't do everything right. If there were some things that I could go back in time and do differently, I would have. And I was always happy to say that to people. But again, I've never understood these arguments. You're a tyrant, Dave, as I let them speak in the microphone, telling me I'm a tyrant. You're not. You're making decisions unilaterally as I allow them to vote on issues that I put before them for consideration. I mean, these people are. I said this about Daryl Lee Fallon, who's the new vice chair, as well as everyone else. If I cured cancer, they would accuse me of putting healthcare workers out of business.
Yes.
That's how deranged they are, and there's nothing you can do about that. It's
Well, but
just
I
a
like Daryl Lee
constant.
Fallon on his remarks and so forth, and also Russ Andrews. I've worked with equity firms. I know how to raise money. Oh, okay. Well, that'll be fun. Great, you're all set then. You don't really
Just
have to
call it
go
an
on this.
equity firm and
Yeah, you don't have to go on this fundraising tour around the state, begging for pennies.
our party needs to understand that even if that's true, let's just say they're 100% correct, they can bring in all the money in the world. It's how you spend it. It's
Yes.
not about just taking money in and accumulating all this for yourself and your staff and your overhead. It's
Right.
actually deploying it in such a way that moves the needle in our direction or advances the ball in our direction. That's the problem. What good is it that Chrissy Burton Brown had a $500,000 salary or a payroll salary for herself and her employees when they utterly failed in
Right.
their job?
Right.
It does not matter.
They ran it
So
like an
how
NGO.
distributed
You know what I mean? It's like
without the Bidens giving them
without
money.
Biden's.
Right.
Hey, listen, we got to let you go, Dave.
Sure.
Like, No, we
oh.
got to let Dave go. But I mean, in all honesty, I mean, it's been a tremendous few
Yes, and
years, and maybe
thank
the
you.
only time the grassroots will ever run anything in Colorado.
No,
So,
and we've got to
at
get your phone
least
number, Dave. So.
we got your phone number. We know where you live.
You bet.
But of course, we know where Patrick Neville lives, and he said it doesn't do much good because he wonderfully bowed out, and
They're
he
calling
had
you
a.
Dave the MAGA messenger. So, Dave, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Somebody called you Saint Sebastian. And
Oh, with
if
all the
I'm
arrows.
yeah, all the arrows.
I'm no saint. I trust me on
All
that.
right, sir. Well, thank you.
Thank
We'll
you,
stay
Dave.
in touch.
Take care. Thank
All
you.
right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, outgoing chair there, Dave Williams. Yeah, we're not going to let him go anywhere. It's like, because the grassroots needs at least, like you say, his wisdom, his brains, and everything. You know, we'll be keeping track as things go. I think that, Britta Horn, Mr. Phelan, Mr. Andrews, the new chair, vice chair, and secretary, they promised
They've got a
unity.
shock in for them,
Yeah,
honestly.
yeah.
They've got a shock in for them.
And I think Dave is right, and we'll be keeping an eye on that too. I think one of the whole points the establishment got so behind them, and by establishment I mean the party donors, the big bucks people, is they want to continue to control who the candidates are, and the best way they can do that is to keep the open primary and let the Democrats meddle in it.
Yeah, but you have to realize, which hasn't been realized, they've given up caring. They through Americans for Prosperity will control the four congressional candidates and through the Advance Institute,
Advance Colorado.
Advance Colorado,
Yeah.
they will put
We'll have
up
to do a whole put ballot initiative. We'll have to do a whole show on that
so
too.
they don't care anymore,
But I
else,
think
or else they wouldn't have put up
to keep.
somebody so off-putting as Britta Horn.
Well, I think they needed to have, though, I don't think they cared who won. They just needed to have somebody in place who would kill either
Yes.
silently or
Yes. No.
publicly
And
the opt out and the opt out
yes. Yes.
lawsuit. And that's what's going to happen. I think one they've accomplished that, and so who knows? So I'd be curious to see if all of these does the money they think they're going to raise is going
No.
to come in, because why would they
No.
need
No.
to?
They're not. You know.
And again, we'll talk more about this too. I think it has to be said that Lauren Boebert, who Leroy Spicer refers to as Renda Rep, actively worked to
Right.
try to destroy the Centennial Dinner, to try to actively try to convince Steve Bannon to not come to Colorado and speak at the event for no reason other than spite, that I can tell. I mean,
Well, they didn't want to give any kudos to
Yeah, they did. They didn't want the outgoing administration to have any kind of victory, and they didn't care that it was going to hurt the incoming administration, right? They didn't care. And again, I know it's a little thing, but I think it says a lot that
not a
moments,
little thing.
no, moments after being elected on the basis of unity, Britta Horn and her supporters say pizza for all, and then if you went up there to try to get a piece of pizza, they said, "Oh, you're not a
They had
Trump
all
supporter. You
these
can't have it."
bullies in red shirts screaming at you.
They took it back, and they mean there were some people who were saying that they when somebody said, "Wait, that wasn't a British supporter," they had to turn around and give the pizza back.
Back. Or that, you
That is
know,
not, I mean, I don't know how they define unity.
that's unity.
That's
That's
not
unity.
unity. And that is going to wrap it up for us. Much more to talk about with all of this. Actually, on Wednesday, we're going to have John Conlon is on. He's got some more stuff about as they dismantle the Department of Education. And I know we had some great comments on that, and we'll continue to follow sort of the new development here because the grassroots did not win on Saturday. But I wonder if Dave is right that it's going to take a not winning to see what it looks like.
Well,
And
the patient is on life support, and they just brought in a chair who had their license revoked.
Dina saying you're not having the new chair on Wednesday. She didn't even go on today. They didn't let, they're not
No,
letting Britta
she
Warren
no,
talk.
they had hiding it all. Had hiding it all, you know. Why talk to the new chair? She's got nothing to say. Hiding it all is all thrilled because it'll meet her business model. You're gonna
We'll
have
talk about
road
that later.
bread come to your county.
That's right. Hey, that's going to do it for us. Thank you to Dave. Thank you to
Thank you
everybody on
very
Zoom.
much to Dave for and you know, you can't give him enough kudos. You cannot give him as far as this a modest person believes. He just did a great
He
job.
did a great job. Okay, we will see everybody on Wednesday.
Take
Thank you all.
care.